Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hyperparable also in Coyote Ugly.
That's what I thought, but then I was unsure of it.
Just letting you know. Just keep it up. Keeping everybody up to date.
She was in that too. Was she the star of that movie?
She was.
Oh, wow.
A couple of things for you. One hot topic is the fact that the cruise is set for July 11th, the one and only Coyote Country cruise this year is a Thursday night, July 11th. Get your tickets right this very second. Don't wait on this. I did talk to a lady yesterday who was like, I'm trying to get it finally organized. There's supposed to be five people. I said, okay. And she goes, how long do you think I can wait and still get a ticket? I said, I'm not playing that game with you. Because I don't want to be
a dangerous game.
I don't want to be the person who gives the wrong answer. So I
that
said,
was like the poor guys from Skyfest yesterday when you ask, how long do you think you should show up before?
I know.
And they were like, I don't know, with traffic.
I did give them a...
It's a hard thing to answer.
That was
right?
A very bad question.
Like, I don't know.
No, it was a great question.
Well, it was a question that people have, but it's a hard question to answer accurately.
Right.
So I don't have an answer how long you can wait and still get tickets. I would just say, look, the tickets are $15. Well, there's when you get them online, there's a $1 service charge per ticket, so $16. But you get what I'm saying, that I don't know if I would wait a ton of time and then risk it.
Yes.
So they are going quickly. So anyway, you can get the tickets the easiest way. First of all, you can get them at the mall.
Silver Safari.
North Down and Valley.
I was at the mall yesterday.
Really? Did you buy tickets?
Apparently, I'll be going back to Kohl's today to return my shorts.
Okay. And then?
Not bitter at all.
You can't get a ticket by returning your shorts. Just, you know, FYI.
What?
You can't. I checked. I called Kohl's earlier and they said no.
Oh, okay.
The easiest way, of course, is if you just want to text us the word cruise.
Cruise.
And
that's C-R-U-I-S-E, cruise.
Thank you, Kevin. We will send you a link and then you can buy your tickets that way. Super duper easy. And the cruise again, July 11th. So anyway, get your tickets while you can. Let's see. Another hot topic. We learned earlier today that Jerry West had passed away. And now, just a release that Billy Ray Cyrus has filed for divorce.
Oh, God.
From his wife,
from
Fire Rose.
Mm-hmm. Man, it seemed like they were so in love right away.
9 months of love.
That was short-lived.
Yep. So they were last spotted together in April. He said to have filed irreconcilable differences and inappropriate marital conduct.
No, that was she did the thing.
I don't know that we know anything, Kevin. So.
Well, if that's what he said, though, okay. I believe Billy Ray.
Okay,
He was TV's doc,
unless he's pointing fingers at himself.
could be.
He actually was TV's doc. It's hard to argue.
TV's doc.
I don't know. That was his best role.
It was Hannah Montana's dad.
Right there. Now, thank you, Kevin.
That's not the kind of guy who lies. Do you agree with that, Steve? Do you not remember TV,
Doc?
Billy Ray as Doc?
Oh, my goodness.
Doc who?
Doc. D-O-C. Doc.
K, D-O-C-K, I just said.
Mm-hmm, that's
D-O-C-K.
Wrong.
That's definitely different.
Yeah.
On what show?
Bro.
You don't even, be honest, do you know anything about Billy Ray Cyrus?
Not really, no.
Mm-hmm. He was TV's Doc.
Do you know?
That doesn't help. What?
The show was called Doc.
Bro, you got Google in there, correct?
Yeah. All right, hold on.
Five seasons of Doc.
I don't know what this is.
Well, it's a medical show about a guy named Doc, also known as Clint Cassidy, handsome country doctor from Montana, go figure, who moves to the Big Apple. His down-to-earth style and bedside manner endear him to the patients at a Manhattan clinic. But he encounters resistance from his colleagues and the system itself. Without losing his values and common sense and country demeanor, Clint adjusts to the urban lifestyle, forming a new relationship and encountering new adventures along the way. Plus, hilarity ensues.
83% liked on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh,
that's better than Cheaper by the Dozen.
You're right. I should have heard of this. It's on ION Television.
Don't be sassy.
That's my favorite station. It's literally my favorite station.
I don't know how you've never heard of Doc. Have you heard of Hannah Montana?
I guess it was on USA.
Okay.
at one point. Is that right?
Have you heard of Hannah?
Oh, it was, that was the country it was in. Yes,
Montana.
Yes.
The movie or the TV show?
Both.
Okay.
Did you know he was on there?
Yes.
Did you know he sang some country songs?
Yes.
Well, so far, don't so good. Tell my heart, my aching heart. All I'm saying is there is nothing that leads me to believe that Billy Ray Cyrus is a liar.
Okay.
And let me do a quick search again of Fire Rose. I'm trying to remember.
Well, he pretended to be a doctor. That's a lie.
Okay.
He was acting.
And be a dramatic doctor, apparently, because it was a drama. Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah, I could act, man. He was so believable. I'll tell you, one of his most believable roles ever, you remember this, Kevin, he played Miley's dad.
I know.
How great a role is that?
That was pretty good.
So believable.
That was pretty good. He also went on to be Elvis, or no, what was he?
What?
An Elvis impersonator who became a pastor at a church.
What was that one?
What was that show?
I don't know that one.
Doc 2?
No, that was the one. No, you do know it, Jay, because
I do.
It's what we interviewed him about.
Oh, when he came in and wouldn't answer questions?
Well, no.
That time?
Yeah, I
remember, because he came in and they said, look, man, don't talk about his
divorce.
Because
he had just gone through a divorce from his
if you mention his divorce, we will you know, chop your fingers off and blah, blah. And we're like, okay, well, we don't really care. I mean, we're not going to ask about that anyway. That's kind of rude. It's not important.
Still the king? Was he? I don't know what that is.
And so he came in.
Still the king. That's it. Thank you.
He legendarily came in talking. As he was walking in, he was talking. He wasn't talking to us. He was just talking. And he sat down, and we said, hey, Billy Ray Cyrus is here. And he kept talking for 8 minutes, never slowed down, never paused, never anything, and then went, thank you, fellas. Got up, hit the table,
He kind of ran the show. But it was still, you have to admit, at least for me anyways, having Billy Ray there was one of the wildest things ever. Like, that's Billy Ray.
Yeah. No, it was great.
You know, he was in Sharknado 2, the second one.
Okay. hence the reason, too.
Again, that does not, I mean, that's just a person who doesn't lie.
So does that go for the entire cast of Sharknado 2 or just Billy Ray?
Just Billy Ray.
Okay.
He's got enough of a strong resume before that.
So make sure I'm understanding.
Oh, my gosh. Fire Rose was born and raised in Australia.
Ugh.
Which,
enough said.
Australian for lying.
I don't think we can. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. You want to qualify for Friday's free Fuel 5.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What would it take to get you feeling a little tipsy?
Right now, maybe half of something.
There we go. So, yeah. I'm just saying.
I'm a cheap date, Kevin.
Kevin James.
Well, yeah, you did have white rice on a PB&J last night for dinner.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Kevin, do you want to kick off round two?
Oh, sure. Okay. You want me to?
Sure.
You know what I don't like? When people steal our ideas.
Uh-oh.
What did we talk about? What game show did we talk about last week? And with the Friday Boys, and I wanted them to help build the set.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I wanted to do the whole deal. What was it?
It was Hollywood Squares, wasn't it?
Hollywood Squares, yeah. Right? I want to do a version of Hollywood Squares.
Yeah.
Well, Hollywood Squares is coming back to TV.
Oh, boy. Again, we have to stop, you know, vetting these ideas on the air when we know that Hollywood's listening. By the way, you can listen, too, with the app. It's free. You can download the app like they do and then steal all of our ideas.
Thank you, Jay. Yeah, sure. The center square will be a female. She is very famous.
Mm-hmm.
She is a movie star. She is a television star. You have any guesses who it might be?
Television, movie, Amy Poehler.
Okay. Ooh. Jay, that is what I would call a great guess.
Thank you.
Amy Poehler would be hilarious.
Could she be funny? Yeah, right.
Steve, do you have a guess for it?
Television
and? Center square.
Well, if he says Amy Poehler, I got to say Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, why not? And those are two great guesses. But will you be upset when I tell you it's Drew Barrymore?
No.
No, not upset at all,
no,
right?
No, uh-uh.
Because,
upset.
Again, she's not as funny as Amy Poehler.
No.
Or Tina Fey.
That's correct.
But I do think she's a great center
fun.
Square.
I think she's fun. You don't have to be
likable.
You really don't have to be funny to be right. The center square. Just be fun.
Now, who will host the show? That is important.
Oh, that's a great question. Good follow-up question. Good question. Is it Billy Ray Cyrus?
Uh-huh.
No?
Is it Miley Cyrus?
He is, I will tell you this, he is now a television star. He is a former athlete. He played football.
Is it Gronk?
No, thank God. It is not Gronk. He played football.
Huh.
I believe he played for the Minnesota. I know he played for the Seattle Seahawks. And I believe he might have played for the Vikings, Jay.
And he's currently on TV?
He is currently on TV, CBS Mornings. He's a co-host.
Oh.
Every time I see him, I think.
What is his name?
Oh, wait. Is that the guy who played for the Seahawks? Say, that's right. What is his name? I think that's what most people call him.
I can't remember.
What is his name?
He's actually pretty funny.
He is. He does a great job. Nate Burleson.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nate Burleson, who I believe number 16 for the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow, there you go.
Wide receiver.
Look at that. Nate Burleson.
Nate Burleson will be hosting. He has been part of the CBS Morning Show since September of 2021.
Okay.
But he will now be hosting the show.
Jeez.
It will air on Wednesday nights after The Price is Right at night and Raid the Cage, two other game shows. Yeah. And then it will be Hollywood Squares. They say, obviously, the rest of the squares will be filled up with many, many different celebrities.
I think they rotate a lot, right?
They rotate through them, but Drew Barrymore and Nate Burleson will be the two.
They're going to kick it off.
Main features that will stay there.
All right. Very well done.
Okay. Her show is on the same network, right?
That could be.
Or no.
I don't know where the Drew Barrymore show is.
We still have it?
I think so.
I think it is still in existence.
Drew Barrymore show, 2024 seasons.
Yeah, it's still going. Is it one of those that is syndicated and then I feel like so many of those shows are syndicated and then picked up by whoever.
It's in syndication right now, correct.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome, guys. I do whatever I can.
Thank you, Steve, for throwing it
out
there.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome, Jay.
Not helping solve it.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Thank you. Hey, I did see Bailey Zimmerman he keeps saying, I want to get a wife, bro. I'm looking for a wife. So, this is what he said. You want me to read it like Bailey Zimmerman would say it?
Please do.
So, I always say I'm looking for a wife. I mean, it's not going the greatest right now. I mean, I have a lot of resumes to look over and a lot of DMs to go through.
I bet he does.
These are quotes, just so you know. See, here's what I'm hoping happens. So, I'm hoping to meet this girl that I think is like drop-dead gorgeous, and we have this crazy night together, but then I have to leave.
Okay. I'm sure that's probably happened, Bailey. Then what? Then what?
Okay, fair enough. He does go on.
Yeah, go on.
But then it's like a story in like one of the movies.
Oh, you can't stop thinking about it.
Gotta leave, but then like she comes and sees me, I'm hoping something like that happens where like I find this girl and gosh dang it, then I go and we've got to cut this great time off and everything. And then, hopefully the rest is history. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good love story, Bailey.
Did it help with the Bailey voice or no?
Yeah, I mean, it made it hard to believe. Just like every time I hear him talk, it's hard to believe. But yeah, I mean, I think that could happen for you, Bailey.
He's got a lot of DMs and resumes to go through, guys.
He does.
Resumes, huh?
I know. That's interesting.
You say, you're Bailey Zimmerman, you say, I want a wife. You are going to get a lot of resumes, right?
I guess I would imagine that in every town you go to, yeah.
Goodness.
What do you put on that resume?
I want to be your wife, and you attach a picture.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
And then is every girl going to do the thing where they, they hang out with Bailey for one night and have an amazing night,
mm-hmm.
and then he leaves? And they follow him?
All these people and are just like, following
wait,
him.
Okay, maybe that's not what I wanted. What I meant was the right one to follow me.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You guys seen these ones that come with the little metal thing and you just clip it right onto your shirt?
That's what you get. That's what you get. A metal thing you clip to your shirt.
Yeah, it's like you just clip it right here.
Clip on tie.
Kevin James.
What? You've heard of it?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's clip of the day.
See, clip on tie, clip of the day.
See? Oh, well done.
See what happened there?
Very well done.
Making sure you're keeping up.
Today has been a day for me, and I try to reset.
Is there something in your throat?
I try to reset every, yeah, it's been a day, Jay. It won't go away.
I know.
My nose is just running now, yeah. So it's just going to continue to just, I don't understand.
Maybe you got to catch it.
Yeah, catch it.
I don't like my shorts.
I don't like your shorts.
My shorts I'm wearing are very uncomfortable.
I bought them
yesterday. I thought they were the same as the shorts that I love.
Yeah.
Because they said all the same things, it looked like.
Like shorts and like, men.
Yeah, and I even bought like name brand, Nike.
Right. Can I see the shorts? I need to see the shorts.
They look fine when I stand up.
Prove it.
But they don't look good. They don't feel good. When I'm sitting down, they're fine. They're just regular shorts.
I can't see them over your briefcase.
They're just shorts.
Well, where are they cutting you in the?
Yeah, when you sit down, I'm not. Don't look when I sit down.
Okay, are you going to show the world or something?
No, because you'll see. I don't know. You can't tell, but they
are they too tight?
They do the thing where the crotch.
Oh boy.
Goes up, but then. The legs are open, so like if you were to look over here, I feel like you could.
I see.
You could see China. Isn't that what they always say when you dig a big hole? Keep digging, you're gonna hit China.
I see what you're saying.
I kind of feel like that's it. You're just gonna look in there, and you're gonna be like, "Oh my God, I can see all the way to China."
Okay, so
very uncomfortable. The shorts are very uncomfortable.
Yeah, just like us right now.
Very uncomfortable. Correct.
You asked.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want that part. I said, are they tight?
Shorts are uncomfortable.
Could have just been a yes.
Shirt
no.
is full of static.
It
is sticking to me, which is driving me bonkers.
So phlegm in the throat, static on the chest.
Phlegm in the throat.
Tight
So
pants.
I just am like, I got to reset, dude.
Every time. Yeah, I got you.
Got to reset. Okay. I got to be positive. Yeah. My life is good. I know my life is good.
Attaboy.
And I need to be positive and not let it get to me.
Uh-huh.
So I went to the internet for some motivation.
Okay. I found
this guy. This guy looks a little bit... like Forrest Gump with gray hair.
Okay.
And maybe Jack Black a little? You see a little bit of that? No?
Well, he's really
doesn't
skinny,
seem like
though.
He does.
He's really tall and skinny.
I'm just making his day worse. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. This man helped motivate me to be in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just here to remind you that when life isn't horrible, it's actually pretty good. So if you just don't think about how horrible it is and think about how good it is, then it gets better. Even though horrible stuff's still happening, there's still a lot of good stuff going on. So while things aren't horrible, you can just enjoy the good stuff while you can. Then you start noticing there's more good stuff than you thought there was,
uh-huh.
which is pretty freaking awesome. It's okay. Okay, bye.
That's all I needed.
Wow.
And then I was like, yeah, he's right. The good stuff is pretty freaking awesome.
I might need to hear part of it again to see if I can get motivated. Again, so it's like there's a lot of horrible, just ignore the horrible.
Right,
is what
like there's
focus
more good
on,
stuff than bad.
It's hard to get past it with the voice, but go a little bit more. Let me try it again.
Hey, I'm just here to remind you that when life isn't horrible... it's actually pretty good.
Okay.
So if you just don't think about how horrible it is and think about how good it is, then it gets better.
Okay.
Even horrible stuff's still happening.
Well, don't say that
still
part.
Good stuff.
Okay. Well, he's right.
I mean,
The horrible stuff is still happening. My shorts are still happening.
Block out the horrible. I understand the concept.
Yeah. Pretty simple message. Simple guy. Simple guy with a simple message.
Steve, why don't you try it in your brand new character voice we discovered today? Like, hey, block out the horrible, and when you don't think about the horrible, life's pretty good. Something in your motivational voice that sounds similar to his.
Okay. Block out.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, it's hard to just jump in.
Yeah, sorry about that. Block. I can't do it. Block out the horrible. And, you know, cancel it out once in a while. Life's not too bad.
Thank you.
You feeling better now, Kevin?
I'm very motivated.
Motivation at its finest on a Wednesday.
It is a little hard to block out all the terrible because I feel because a breeze going shorts? Into my shorts oh, right man. Now because they're, I don't understand why they're designed like that.
So the legs are too big, but the seam that runs down the middle
appears
to be.
Yeah, I don't know. They're tight in the wrong places.
Yeah.
And loose in the wrong places. Right. It's like they need to reverse.
Like your finances.
That could be true.
Tight in the right places. Loose.
Off the text line. No, that wasn't motivational.
Huh.
I am not inspired.
He seemed like a nice guy, and he was making it very simple, guys. Just block out the horrible
stuff. Block out the horrible. Yeah, you can't control it. His whole point is you can't control the horrible.
Yeah, and I mean, like, if you think about it, there's more good stuff than bad stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, the horrible stuff's still going on, but, you know, just try not to think about it.
If you don't think about all that stuff, the other stuff is probably pretty good.
Right.
Yeah. Yep, I'm motivated.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Steve, man. I mean, what do you expect the cruise to be like?
Oh, no, I'm excited for it. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Kevin James.
Okay.
It'll be music and dancing and high-fiving. I don't know.
It will be high-fiving, for sure.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
There will be. We've just never mentioned it before. Shout out, I believe this would be to, boy, I don't know if I, Aaron? I'll just read it. Can y'all give a shout out to my wife, Erin? It's spelled unusually, but I'm going to say Erin, for working her butt off to make sure our kids are always happy. That woman's a saint. I know she's listening right now. Erin?
Oh.
I hope you can get yourself another butt, because apparently you worked yours off.
Oh, yeah, that is going to be inconvenient.
Imagine how bad your shorts would fit if you had worked your butt off today.
Actually, they'd probably fit better, I bet.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe that's what they were designed for.
Yeah. For the man who's going to work his butt off.
Hard-working man who worked his butt off.
What's that? What's the place that has
Duluth Trading Company.
Oh, it's Duluth. Yeah.
It's just the guy who talks like that. Duluth Trading Company. We're giving you a free ad right now. You're welcome. Hope you work your butt off, and then these shorts will actually fit you.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't done a work your butt off commercial.
They need to. Yeah. And then have a bear in it for some reason or something. I don't know. I don't pay quite close enough attention, I think. Let's do it, guys.
Final thoughts.
All right, Steve.
Oh, boy. I got one more.
One more.
Is that all right?
I don't know yet.
Can I do one more? All right. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have, is a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
It's almost as scary as the original.
Yeah.
I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you.
I will find you.
And I will kill you.
Oh, wow. Well, I wish you good luck.
I will kill you.
Spoiler alert. That's exactly what good he did.
Luck. Yeah, well. He wished him good luck. I mean, that's not what you say.
No.
Yeah, you kind of asked for it at that point.
Good luck.
Final thoughts.
Doing the crazy voices as the scary voice is brilliant, you know?
I
just want to do it as PB now. Okay, I will kill you. I will find you. I will hunt you down. I will kill you.
This could be a show.
You
this
can
could
go to my playhouse.
And you said your voices were outdated.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Pee-wee Herman's current.
I saw an Archie Bunker, like, meme come up yesterday. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, geez, yeah, huh? Like, you know, I'll hunt you down. I'll kill you. Oh, geez.
Steve, do you know who Archie Bunker is?
Like the from that TV show?
Yes, correct. All in the Family.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Here's the funny part, Kevin. I could make Archie Bunker's voice sound like anything to Steve, and he wouldn't know whether it was a good or bad impression.
That's probably true. But it was good.
Oh, what was her name? Ethel or something?
Edith. Oh, geez, Edith. Huh? Archie, Cyper Jitter, Archie. Oh, geez, stop yelling.
I forgot how annoying her voice was.
Oh, gosh. It was insane, Kevin. That's what he'd always be like. Oh, geez, would you stop talking here? Okay.
Was that really her voice?
No, yeah. She was a put-on. I mean, that wasn't her real voice, but...
Okay.
Yeah, but that was her voice in the show.
Okay.
It was a lot. I got some walkie-talkies yesterday, guys. I was very excited to get them.
Walkie-talkies are amazing.
I bought a little set of, six of them, and they come on this cool charger. And, of course, as soon as my granddaughter saw them, that's all she wanted to do.
I don't blame her. It's all I want to do.
I'm like, two of them we can use, okay? Those can be used around the house for fun. The other four need to be left alone.